This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
We started talking with no microphones on. That was very pro.
That was very amateur of us.
Very amateur of me.
It was, Emma.
I let you down and
You're
I'm really sorry.
So on the ball.
Oh, well, thank you for the compliments that came after. I appreciate that.
We talked yesterday on the podcast about how we were excited to meet each other before Troy Sivan, and then we didn't even get to meet each other.
That was an epic fail.
It was.
You were dramatically slow to text me back.
I was extremely. I just fell asleep for ages in the afternoon and everything just got... Left behind.
Haphazard.
I don't understand how like we can finish work at like 12, but I'm still late for something at 8.
I know.
But does it happen to you as well?
Oh, no, it does. I was a little bit more organised yesterday because I was conscious that he was going to be on stage at 8:30 and I had in my head, I kind of wanted to get to town first just to kind of get a feeling.
Yeah, you got into Kyo's and everything. I was raging.
I did. Now, we didn't have long. We got the Lewis in, went to Kyo's and then kind of just started wandering up.
Did you have one in Kyo's?
Just uno. Okay. And then move
Was it a knocker back?
No, we weren't that much of a rush. I think I texted you before we got in the Lewis and then hadn't heard back from you. And then as we were finishing up on the step outside Kyo's, you were kind of moving on. And then, yeah, we just missed each other. But look, it's just, if we'd an extra half an hour, we would have had time. But Troy was on stage at 8:30. And in fairness, he was on at 8:30.
I was
at the bar and I was like, Jesus, he's on.
Oh, I was in the toilet. I completely missed the start of it as well. Yeah,
rage.
It was funny because at the end... I was like, oh, wait, I'll hang around and wait for Emma and say hello. And then I was like, oh, I'll see her in like...
Literally a few hours.
10 hours.
Yeah.
we need to catch up.
Yeah. What do you think of the gig? Tell me in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have our summer drinks yet. Don't you worry.
Absolutely.
There's plenty ahead.
Oh, we have our summer party. Are you going to that?
That's next Wednesday,
next
is it?
Next Wednesday, yeah.
I'll definitely be there, yeah.
Second Wednesday, though.
On a Wednesday.
There's a company-wide summer party on Wednesday.
Well, it's grand for the people who come in for 9, but
yeah, exactly.
We're screwed.
Bloody Wednesday.
I know. What time is it starting at, though?
It starts at 4.
That's grand.
Which is more of our speed.
Oh, we'll get our mileage out of that.
I think everything should start at 4.
Oh, well, we'll do damage.
Oh, yeah,
don't
we
you
will.
Worry. If they thought doing it on a Wednesday was going to save a few bob. Oh, no. The breakfast team will be there waiting at the bar at 3:59 for the tab to open. Don't you worry. Hello. Okay, catch you back here in the morning. Enjoy today's show. We had the crack. I hope
we
you do too.
Toodaloo.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave and Ashling.
We got the morning routine.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Wednesday, halfway through the week already somehow, 26th of June 2024.
Another day, another destiny, eh?
Destiny or dollar?
Well, that'd be a Les Mis quote I just did there.
All right, so
another
relatable.
Another day, another destiny. Never-ending road.
Is that a thing, yeah?
No, it's not. It's just in my brain.
Okay.
Another day, another dollar. That's better. Better words to live by.
Very brave this morning. Left the house with no jacket. Nothing.
Go on, you good thing.
Nothing. First time all year.
What's the prognosis for today?
Prognosis?
Is it going to be good?
In the forecast.
Yeah.
What's the diagnosis they gave for today? I haven't a clue, to be honest, but it looked good out my window and I just said, you know what? Feck it.
No, you're right.
I'll just chance it and see. And actually not cold. I was grand in my arms out.
Oh, I'm seeing highs of 22 today, ladies and gents.
That's all right.
That's absolutely grand.
Yesterday was a bit of a disaster.
It was. Yesterday was crap. Yesterday evening. The evenings are very nice, but the mornings are kind of... And the afternoons are a bit...
Yeah, we were heading off to Gwynedd yesterday evening with full intentions to walk to the Lewis and we were literally like, is it actually raining? Are you serious?
It was weird little like spitty non-start.
Yeah.
I actually changed my top at the last minute coming in today, which was interesting because I don't really care about what I'm wearing in the mornings. But just at the last minute I said, no, that colour doesn't suit me. In fact, I should really just get rid of the top.
Okay, right. I actually changed my trousers twice this morning.
Did you?
Yeah. I put on a pair and I was like, they're terrible. Put on a second pair and I was like, that zip's broken.
Oh, no.
Three pairs
of trousers.
I'm on the third, yeah. And these ones are definitely from 2 years ago when I might have been a little bit slimmer.
I'll listen.
And we're here now and all my insides are absolutely shoved in together. It's like... Don't eat a single thing. The button might pop.
We made a big effort today.
We did. And no one can see us because it's radio. So here we are. Right, we are going to kick off with Hozier. Welcome. You're on Spin. Emma, David, Ashling on Fully Charged.
Hit music now.
I love it. Miles Smith and Stargazing, you're on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. Dave on his holidays this week, in case you're like, where is he? What's going on?
Where's the lad?
He'll be back on Monday.
Yes.
Big night last night for myself and Ash.
It was.
We had a great crack. We went to see Troye Sivan, kind of independently of each other with different friends. It's a shame we never got a chance to meet, but that's just how the cookie crumbles.
Yes, you were sitting and I was standing. It was so good. Oh my God. I absolutely loved it. And I was like kind of going with my friend who was a big fan. So I was kind of like, I was kind of the side hustle.
Yeah, you were recruited and you were going kind of as a supportive friend.
And I listened to a good bit of him before in the last like couple of days mainly. I listened to him before, but just to kind of get in the zone. And I must say, he was some performer. I'm thinking I'm a stan now.
You're a stan of Troye Sivan.
I think I'm a stan of Troye Sivan now. I'm a huge fan.
In fairness, because often on the show when David often be like, oh, sure, Emma, you're a big fan of Troye Sivan, you'd always be like, what do you mean? So am I.
I'm going as well.
I'm a
and
fan
too. And he couldn't
too.
Believe it. Yeah. But no, I absolutely thought he was unreal. He had these incredibly sexy dancers.
Oh my God. It was like Magic Mike meets Pop.
It was unbelievable. And it was in and out job. I think it was an hour and 15 minutes.
Some people will be fuming about that, but we were absolutely thrilled.
It was a breakfast presenter's dream.
Yeah.
I was home by 20 past 10.
We walked out of the stadium to brightness. Or out of the stadium, sorry. Out of the arena to the sunset.
Fully bright. Yeah, everyone like pretty much laughed when they walked out. But yeah, I'm a Troye Sivan stan now.
What are you now?
Yeah.
A stan?
Yeah, I am.
An S-T-A-N.
Yeah,
stan.
I'm like one of them super fans.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Well, with that in mind, Aisling, if you do consider yourself on my level of stanny for Troye, let's see how you can get on with this little quick quiz I've prepared on the back of you seeing him live this morning on the show.
That's mean.
I'm going to be one of those really annoying people who, if you happen to be wearing Guns N' Roses t-shirt because it looks cool with your outfit, says, name six albums. Go on.
Name six albums. Oh, no.
Where were they all born? What are other names?
I don't know anything about them.
So I'm going to start by saying Troye Sivan has a nose piercing. Is it on the right or left hand side of his nose? Am I joking?
Oh, thanks be to God.
I'm only joking.
I was very far back.
I'm only joking. Okay, number one. This should be really easy because it was performed last night.
Okay, Dad.
What's this song called?
One of your girls.
Final answer.
One of your girls. See, I even knew he was going to say it. That's how much I love Troye Sivan.
Damn it.
Yes.
Damn it.
Probably his most famous song.
Definitely not. But of the album recently, yes, it's doing quite well. This, we're bringing it back to 2019. Big hit. Got into the top 10 in Ireland. What was this called? I'm so tired.
Tired of love songs. That's my final answer. Tired of love songs. My favourite Troye Sivan song. 2019 was big hit here.
That's not the title of the song, Aisling. The title
is it? Whoa.
It's called I'm So Tired.
Oh, okay. Ah, sure. Look.
And bonus
some of the
point
words.
If you know who that song was with. No.
Ariana Grande.
Nope. Love. Okay, we move on. This is Golden Ticket-esque.
Oh, damn it.
This is the intro to one of his biggest songs. Do you know it by not the chorus, the intro line? Shine on, diamond, don't make me
wait another day. I think that is the song, My. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Aisling, you're doing all right, okay?
I learned that one last night.
He opened with it, I think, didn't he? He did that run really early.
Did it early.
This was, again, a big dance song. It was played a lot here at Spin. Do you know the name of this song? Ooh, when I try to fall back, I fall back
to you. That song is called I'm That Boy, Troye.
I'm That Boy, Troye.
Yeah.
Are you for real?
It's just taking a wild guess. Okay, cool.
That is with regards to Tate McRae. The song is called You. few years ago now.
Oh, yeah, pretty
okay,
much.
Okay, listen,
what
you're still not doing too terribly. I think the stan status can be removed down to fan straight away.
Okay, we're just on
fan. Still a fan. Your final question to even get fan.
Okay.
You close the show.
So if I don't get this right, I don't even get fan.
As an annoying person, if I was to be one of them, then no.
Okay.
No, you've a lot more work to do to even be a fan.
Okay, stop.
You closed the show with this last night. Bop. Can you finish the lyrics?
Oh, damn it. Addicted to your touch.
Final answer, touch.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
Yes! Woo-hoo!
Okay, all right.
I'm not a stan, but I'm a fan.
You're in the fan zone, not the stan zone.
Okay, I'll take that.
You're in the arena, you're not in Gold Circle.
Ooh, that was humbling.
Bit more work to do. Great gig last night. Here's David Guetta and One Republic. I don't want to wait on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Summer's number one hit music station. This is Spin 103.8. Hope you're well this morning.
Heinz are at it again.
Excuse me?
They're finding new ways to make headlines and succeeding, I would say. This is
like Heinz Beans.
Yeah, Heinz, the sauce and beans company, I guess.
Do they just do sauce and beans?
I kind of think they do. The sauce and beans.
It's weird
company.
To be like condiments are my thing. Do you know what? Lash in some beans.
Condiments is the better one, isn't it? But yeah, why the beans?
Like beans and ketchup.
Beans and sauce.
Weird.
I really want them to change their tagline to just
beans and sauce.
Beans and sauce.
Do they do anything else apart from beans and
I
sauce?
Don't know.
I need to Google it.
Just
anyway,
Callum,
sorry.
Will you get on that there? Check do they do anything else. Anyway, in the meantime, I need to tell you about this new limited edition sauce that Heinz have created called Every Sauce.
Right.
What does Every Sauce speak to you?
It terrifies me because it sounds like a mix of all the condiments.
You're absolutely right. Now, I kind of thought it was the sauce for every dish. But no, it is a sauce made up of all the Heinz sauces that ever were.
That's disgusting.
Yes.
Yeah, so what colour is it, I want to know?
It looks like a creamy kind of colour.
Oof.
Which I don't understand how, because I'm like, surely the red pigment
would
of a ketchup
take over, yeah.
Would take over. It's in this very fancy bottle. The label is black and gold. And there are 14 different sauces included within the Heinz Every Sauce.
Sick.
Do you want to have a little guess as to what's in there?
Heinz, so obviously ketchup's in there.
Boom.
Mayo.
Yes.
Garlic mayo?
Yep.
Brown sauce?
No brown sauce.
They don't do brown sauce?
They don't do brown sauce.
Okay. Jeannie Mac, what other sauces even is there?
There's tons.
Barbecue.
There is a... No barbecue sauce, which is unusual.
They're 14. We're stuck after three.
Well, salad cream?
Actually, they're all bizarre. No, salad cream's not in there. Okay, maybe it's a random mix of sauces. Heinz burger sauce, garlic sauce, aioli sauce. Is that not the same as garlic sauce? Smoky baconese, sweet chili, chip sauce, saucy sauce.
What?
Mayoracha, mayo must, truffle mayo, garlic and caramelized onion mayo, curry ketchup, pickle ketchup, and smoky bacon ketchup.
That's mad.
So there's a lot of ketchups in there.
A lot of ketchups.
A lot of made-up sauces as well.
Truffle is a very pungent flavour.
Mm.
Or like a strong flavour.
Mm.
So that's quite... I'd say that one would come through quite strongly. I don't think we even have half of those sauces in Ireland, but they seem to have put all of those together to make one big sauce. But there's a catch. They're only making 100 bottles of the Heinz Every Sauce.
Yeah, because no one's going to want them.
Yeah, and they're not even...
Why would they put them through production? It's like, give them 100, get the headlines, get people talking about it, and then let's not go with this.
Yeah, this is it.
It's a good idea. It actually is. If I was on their marketing team, I'd be like, what's disgusting that we can do?
Yeah, and what people talk about. What will losers on the radio talk about? The Heinz Every Sauce. In order to get a bottle of Heinz Every Sauce, you have to fill out a quiz.
I hear.
So I've done that.
I forgot.
And winner's announced on Friday, so can't wait to find out.
What kind of questions were you asking the quiz?
I kind of fudged the quiz. I just answered what I thought they would want the winner to say. So it was like, how many condiments do you have in your press? And it was like 1, 2, 3, and then it was like 10+. I was like 10+. And I was like, how often do you last with a bottle of ketchup? And I was like, less than a week.
And as in like you're drinking it for breakfast.
Yeah, I basically gave the most enthusiastic answers possible.
Yeah.
But I think more brands should do this every flavour type of thing. So imagine Kellogg's making an every cereal. where each bite contains a few Cocoa Pops, a few Frosties, a few Special K.
Yeah, I'd be well up for that.
A few Corn Flakes in every bite. How exciting. Tato should make a bag of every crisp, where it's every crisp is looks like a normal Tato crisp, but it could be Mighty Munch flavour. It could be Meanies. It could be Johnny Onion Rings flavour. It could be a Chickatees flavour.
Could be a Banshee Bone.
It could be a Banshee Bone. Mm. You don't know until you put it in your mouth. Exciting. And I also think I'd like to see Yankee Candles make a Yankee Candle, or in every candle.
Oh, I'm already feeling anxious. I hate when smells are off on the candles. They really freak me out.
This is really going to freak you out. So the wax is layered in certain ways, so the different scents kind of waft in and out. So all of a sudden you're going from clean cotton to Christmas cookie. You're enjoying your spiced pumpkin and then you got salted caramel.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
good idea.
That's my idea. Can we go back to the Heinz?
Is it just beans?
Other products?
And sauces, Callum.
Eight things. Pasta sauces, sauces, beans, soups, pasta, dressings, culinary tomatoes and meat free products.
That's mad.
There you go.
So it essentially is beans and sauce.
Beans and sauce.
Let's go back to beans.
Go on. Dash it now on Spin. This is called Austin. Good morning.
Spin's fully charged.
Recharged.
That's Dasha and Austin on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Woohoo!
Loving
country.
That country vibe. And someone was loving the country vibe last night, Mr. Troy Sivan. And if you're thinking, no way, did he do a country version of one of his songs? No, he did not.
Nope.
However, him and his dancers, out of nowhere, just came out wearing cowboy hats and doing like a sidestep thing.
For absolutely no reason.
For no reason. Not to a country song. I think he was just like, guys, country is big.
Yeah.
Slap on a stencil there and we'll do a little hoedown.
Well, he hit all the big high notes. He referenced the fact that it's Pride weekend.
Yes.
Had everyone in the palm of his hand. Talked about the George about 11 times.
He did.
Anyone going to the George?
Yeah.
I know the George.
Let's wrap this up and go to the George. Yeah. I love the George. Yeah.
And then
he was obviously like, oh, crap, country's big too.
Country's big here at the moment.
Get the hats on now.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Shaboozy and a bar song on Spin. Good morning.
Morning. We were mentioning earlier that we were both at Troy Sivan last night. It was in the Three Arena and it was a swift hour and 15 minute gig. In and out. I was home by 20 past 10.
That's the dream. And also, when you left the arena last night, it was still bright.
Fully bright.
It was lovely.
Like daytime. Yeah. It was gorgeous. Tonight, however, is going to be a different story and I'm very, very nervous about it. Tonight, I'm off to see LCD Sound System and Idols at Malahide Castle.
I remember Idols. They were great last year at the picnic.
We saw them at Electric Picnic. They're brilliant.
So good.
Yeah. So I'm excited for the gig. I'm nervous about the venue. So depending on where you live, I think the words Malahide Castle and Marley Park kind of make gig goers shiver.
Polarizing.
Yeah. And for me, it's both because I actually live in the city centre. So I'm in the middle of the two of them. Both of them are as big pains in the arse to get home from as each other.
Absolutely. If you're living up that Swords Malahide direction, you're laughing
happy
up on that
days.
Side. But the likes of Marley Park would send a shiver through your spine.
Absolutely.
See,
I'm in Santry. So Malahide, great for me. Marley Park, I don't want to even touch with a barge pole.
I know,
nightmare.
I get it.
Nightmare.
Yeah, not unless you move house.
Yeah.
Are you going
honestly,
there?
In my case, I'm the opposite. I'm close to Marley. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Yeah. Look, it's good that I'm in the middle because it's obviously neither are too bad, but both are kind of crap. So quite frankly, I'm terrified about getting home from Malahide Castle. I've been to one gig there before. I remember it was on a Saturday night in 2019. I think it was Mumford & Sons. And I booked one of those like marathon buses.
Okay.
I was really on it. And I
was there actually.
Were you?
Yeah, we
could have been friends. And I remember like trudging through absolute muck and sludge to get to the bus. It took so long. So this time we're going cold turkey. We're going to attempt to get the dart home. Could be a disastrous idea, but we haven't booked anything.
It's a scary experience getting on the dart after the Malahide gigs.
It is.
It's really, you'll be under someone's armpit.
So the only thing, I'm terrified.
Yeah.
The only thing that will make this slightly fun and interesting for me on my journey home is if there's a bit of jeopardy. So we're doing a bit of a sweepstakes here and we want you to predict what time you think I'll get home from Malahide Castle tonight. I would love you to send over your guesses in a WhatsApp voice note to 087-711-1038.
Literally just a time.
Just a time
okay.
of what time you think I'm going to get home at. You might have a better idea than me because I haven't been to a Malahide gig, as I said, in years. A few bits of info that might inform your guess. LCD Sound System are due on stage at 9 o'clock.
Oh, late.
Yeah, kind of late. So, I mean,
midweek, I think half eight's reasonable these days.
Yeah, I agree. Mm. I think, and especially for where it is. As it stands right now, I've just gone on Google Maps. The journey from my house to Malahide Castle is currently taking, with just walk and dart, 57 minutes.
What?
So I'm talking
okay,
an
yeah, you're
hour.
Coming, there's traffic around now though as well, yeah.
No, but it's no traffic. It's walk and dart.
And dart?
Yeah, so with no disruptions, this will take me 57 minutes to get home. With like a million concert goers, I'm thinking this dart journey is going to take a bit longer. Okay, so an hour of travel time, essentially, on a good day, and a 9 p.m. start. What time do you think I'm going to get home from Malahide Castle? Send us over a voice note, 087 711 1038. Whoever's closest will give you a pair of IMC Cinema passes.
Okay, obviously we won't know that till the morning.
Exactly. Yeah, all will be revealed tomorrow.
Okay, get on that. Our number again, 087 711 1038. Now playing Lee James here on Spin.
We're holding a bit of a sweepstakes on the show this morning to see what time I will get home tonight from Malahide Castle. I'm going to see LCD Sound System and Idols. I'm very nervous that it's going to be an extremely late night. We're doing the dart. We're going old school. We're not doing any fancy forms of transport. It's an hour-long journey back on the dart currently at this time of the day.
It's bizarre from that
Malahide.
It takes so long.
I know, it's wild. I think just like walking either side and stuff.
Sure, yeah.
And the gig, basically the headline act starts at 9 p.m. Okay, so I'm in for a very, very late night, and we've been asking you over on WhatsApp 087 711 1038 to get your guesses in as to what time I'll get home at. We'll give the closest person a pair of IMC Cinema passes tomorrow.
Okay. I think you're going to be terrified by the predictions that are coming in.
Christ. Because I feel like people will be quite informed with these guesses.
Sure.
I haven't been to a Malahide gig in years.
Yeah. I have Malahide the following weekend, but it's a Saturday night, so I don't care.
Oh, yeah, that
doesn't
matter.
There's no stress. But when you're working in the morning, different story. It's a school night and all that. Linda said, Aisling, I'd say you'll get home about 11:47. Very specific.
Oof. Do you know what? That'd be on the good side,
that'd
I'd say.
That'd be fabulous. That's the best we've got.
I'd say that's best case scenario, Linda. I hope you're right.
Kieran.
11:47.
12:15 a.m. locked in.
Yeah, I'd say that's Kieran. Probably a bit more realistic, yeah.
Jamie, 1:30 a.m. Now, Louise is standing by. What are you saying? What time do you think Aisling will get home from this gig in Malahide tonight?
I think about 1:15 in the morning.
Oh my God. I really hope you don't win this, Louise.
What time does your alarm go off, Ash?
I'm actually not doing too badly. My first alarm goes off at about 5:45.
Okay.
Quarter past one.
I'd be grand. A couple of coffees.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, 1:15. It's locked in, Louise.
Thank you.
No problem. Have a nice day.
You too. 087-711-1038. What time do you reckon Aisling will get home at? Get your voice notes in, because there's IMC Cinema Pass on the line for this tomorrow.
Yeah, look, we may as well fill in as many times as we have. We've got a lot of people kind of around the midnight range. The latest so far is 1:30.
Yeah.
If you want to get in later than that, you could steal it. I hope to God you don't.
Here's Joan.
I would say 1:40 a.m.
1:40 a.m.
Joan. I hope none of these people have ever been to Malahide before. And actually, I hope they've never been to Dublin and have no idea what they're talking about.
I reckon they do, though.
Oh.
Final thoughts. Get your guesses in. What time will Aisling get back into town tonight, where she lives in the town area, from the gig at Malahide Castle? 087-711-103 for your voice notes. Justin Bieber and Chance the Rapper now with Holy on Spin.
I hear a lot about sinners.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Love. Justin Bieber, Chance the Rapper, and Holy on Spin. What's the crack?
I kind of wish I never brought this to the show, because it's making me really not want to go out tonight. I'm off to Malahide Castle tonight to see LCD Sound System and Idols. I was very excited before we started this sweepstakes on what time people think I'm going to get home. So I live in town, pretty much in the city centre. We're going to get the dart home. It currently takes 57 minutes to get from Malahide Castle to my house, and that's at like 5 to 8 in the morning
with no big crowds of gig goers and revelers and all the rest.
Exactly, and no loosey goosey people.
We were saying you're in an all right position in the sense that you're in the middle of it, but for some people, like, it's polarizing. If you're north side and there's a gig in Marley Park.
Yeah, look, I'm not way down south.
Yeah, exactly.
But I still think it's going to be pretty tough getting home. LCD come out at 9 o'clock. We've been asking you to make a guess. What time do you think I'm going to get home at tonight? So far, there's only been one guess in. pre-midnight.
I want to just
makes me very nervous.
I know you're giving a good idea in terms of they're on stage at 9.
Yeah.
But I presume, are you committing to no dilly-dallying post-gig? It's like, get going.
Ah, yeah. No. No dilly-dallying post-gig, but I also will not be leaving early.
No,
stay till the bitter end, but then I'll absolutely hoof it home.
Yeah. So that was my question. I was going to say, you're not going to go early. I've just checked the set list of like previous gigs that they've done. Mm. They've not done any gigs since May, and the last gig that they did in May, they did 18 songs. So you're looking at about an hour and a half at least.
Some and of their even songs when you're looking quite
at
long.
They go on and on because there's so many instrumentals that like it could be 6 or 7 minutes for a song. You just don't know. With this in mind, what time do you think Aisling will get home at from Malahide tonight? Fiona was on.
Aisling, I'm thinking you'll probably get around about 1:30 in the morning. I only live about 5 minutes from Malahide Park, and it's a nightmare when there's gigs on, to be quite honest with you, girl. But look, there's a spare room there. It's yours if you want it. I'll give it to you for $250 for the night, and it's yours. Bargain.
The cheek! Absolute cheek!
There you were thinking you had a bed to sleep in tonight.
No IMC cinema passes for you. Try to scalp me.
Colin was on as well.
I reckon it's going to be closer to 2 o'clock in the morning. I'd say 1:50, 1:55 a.m.
He added in the AM just for the last little dig into the stomach.
Christ, that's abysmal.
Yeah, that's not great, is it?
Is that probably quicker walking than that? Oh, my God.
I think you should stay at Fiona's place.
Yeah, well, for 250 a night. Japers. I don't think anybody's coming in earlier than 1 a.m. anymore, so I just don't even want to hear anymore. Let's just go and do it and see what happens. We'll let you know tomorrow.
We'll let you know for sure this time tomorrow on the show.
Let's go!
It's 4 minutes after 8, 26th of June already. Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin. Just Emma and Ash with you this week.
I have become a target for youths on the street,
what
and
the
I'm
hell
not
is,
sure
oh,
why.
I was like, what's a youth?
No, youth. Youths. I like using the word youths. I think it's funny. So a couple of nights recently, I have been victimised by young lads going around. I think they're like full of the joys of life because they're off school or whatever, and they've taken to town, and they're I've become a target.
Okay,
let me tell you. Last week I was out, I had a few drinks, it was a nice evening, and there was actually a river dance-a-thon happening outside the Gaiety Theatre for charity.
Oh yeah.
So I popped over to see the river dance-a-thon.
Why wouldn't you?
It was amazing.
Yeah,
lovely little girls doing
dance.
Irish dancing. And as I was walking back, it was about 9:30, these lads started pelting me with polo mints.
What?
These
Are you
young
serious?
Lads were slinging polo mints at my feet and then later on higher up my body.
That's not ideal. How have you not
it
talked
wasn't
about
great.
This before?
No, I know. I completely forgot about it until 2 days ago.
Were you on your own?
No, I was with my boyfriend Alex. And then I moved on, I forgot about it. Until 2 days ago when I was on my way back from Lidl. And three lads were walking towards me with water guns.
Oh no.
And I said, these little feckers are going to go for me here now. And sure enough, just as I walked by, and it was so bloody sneaky, this lad, just to the out of the corner, just does a big squirt into the side of my neck.
No!
Yeah. And it was so, like, you wouldn't have even seen.
Down the back as well.
Yeah, just a little, just a big squirt into the neck. My bare neck. Oh, I was raging.
Aisling.
I know.
Sounds like you're being bullied.
It does.
I don't like this. I feel like a concerned mother.
I think I'm being bullied by the kids on the street.
Can we talk to the mother about this?
Now, there's something to watch out for, because I was walking down Georgia Street yesterday, and they weren't doing it to anyone. They were just doing it to themselves in a group. But again, young bunch of lads, secondary school age, definitely on school holidays.
I won't be walking down there anytime soon.
They had, you know, like what you get at like kids' parties, those inflatable mallets.
Yeah.
And they were just bopping each other with these mallets. And they were Scooby-Doo mallets, which makes it even funnier. They weren't hitting anyone else.
No,
it was just a group of friends, and they were having the time of their life.
I would have been screwed.
Yeah.
I would have been
boinked. Yeah. Like, I kind of appreciate the hustle, and like, honestly, don't pelt the polo mints at me, just give me one, they're lovely. There's no need to hit me with them.
Like, what a waste.
Yeah, but I'd be absolutely fuming about the water gun.
I actually let out an expletive when he hit me with the water gun.
Did you?
I just go, oh you.
Let's go. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Post Malone and Morgan Wallens, I had some help. You're listening to Spin 103.8, Summer's number one hit music station. How are we this morning? All good? So you might remember if you're with us on Monday's show, I set our Aisling maybe her greatest challenge yet. If you're familiar with our show, well, if you're not, well, welcome. Oftentimes, it's me and Dave who are sitting here at 3:30 on Thursday because Aisling set us some stupid challenge. Come up with some stupid song by Friday. Dave's like a dog. I'm like a briar. We're never going to make our songs better than Aisling's anyway. We know we're wasting our time.
Stop. You're very
good. All cool. The rest. Anyway, Aisling is a creative genius. She is a very musical gal. She breaks into song at random times. We all get it off air here every morning. And whenever there's anything significant in her life, small or big, she tends to break into song about it. In case you're not aware, this is someone for previous work.
Am I dying? Am I dying? Am I a goner? Here lies dear old Aisling Bonner. Doctor, fix my cords today. Hey, hey. And I still find your turds on my balcony since that August date. I think you left me 9. But you were never mine. I'm the legit Sister Bridget. I just got a text from Jesus. I'm a Catholic. Classy, holy abbess. Twerking in my habit. Shout out to the Vatican. What's happening?
Some of the classics, some of the greats. She could do a greatest hits album at this point.
So hard.
So in case you don't know what's going on there, the throat and nose specialist, she's having some problem with her nodes. His name was Mr. Shine. Kind of wrote itself. Part two, the sad song was about Mr. Plops, the stray cat that she thought was hers, and then she realised actually was owned by a local restaurant. Mm-hmm. And finally, as a Kildare gal, she tends to bring St. Bridget back to life for, say, raps on St. Bridget's Day on the show over the last couple of years. We noticed that there's been a huge absence on the show, and that is the absence of Aisling songs. There's been nothing for a while. She thought she was annoying people. Obviously she wasn't. And
I might have been.
You weren't.
But enough time has passed now. I think people are ready for a new song.
But we decided to set her the greatest challenge ever because this might be the greatest weekend in Dublin ever. There is so much going on in Dublin this weekend. From Longitude to Taylor Swift for 3 nights. Pride weekend, the parade on Sunday. Shania Twain's in Malahide on Friday. The Saw Doctors are in Fairview Park on Saturday. Chetwood are in Vicar Street on Saturday. And Judy Dench, would you believe, is in town. In Conversation, a show, a spoken word show, a chat in the Bored Gosh for people. So what we said was, we want you to do a song on Friday's show, but we want you to do a song that pays tribute and notes every single one of those events in town this weekend.
Yeah.
So not quite easy. Full delivery this time Friday. We said we wanted a preview on Wednesday. How's it going?
It's going okay. I've got the gist. I've got the basis for it. So I'm going with, usually when I write these songs, I don't write the music myself, obviously, because I'm not able to do that. So I take like a pop song. So the song that I'm going to take the tune of is Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red.
That makes sense.
I think it's appropriate because she's playing Longitude and Paint the Town Red. You know, it's a big weekend in Dublin. A lot of people are going to be painting that town red.
I hear you.
It's going to be absolutely whopper. The weekend, the song, it remains to be seen. The rap is quite difficult. The timing of it is tricky. I've written literally 2 lines of the rap part, but so far I've got a bit of a chunk of the kind of recurring chorus element. So I'm going to do a little 20-second preview of the kind of chorus for you guys.
Yeah, and we got a full song coming Friday.
I'm a full song coming Friday, please God. I might call in sick, but here we go. We've got 20 seconds for you. And no more. So don't be asking me for any more after this.
Three.
Here we go.
2, 1.
You got pride in the city. You got Shania Twain with the country hitties. Longitude down in Mali with Marty playing Spin's house party. But then there's tea in the Aviva. You got Jedward rocking Vicar Street. Yeah. Fairview Park has the Sawdocks.
Sorry, what happened?
Shinee, that's all you're getting. No more.
What?
You've said a teaser and you're not getting any more.
What? Where's Judy?
Judy's in there somewhere, but you're not getting her yet. Judy Dench, the woman of the weekend, the woman of the moment, should be left for Friday. There'll be plenty Judy Dench in the song.
If I may.
Yep. Any feedback?
So far, feckin' brilliant.
Thanks.
But we forgot. What? We forgot one big event in town this weekend.
Oh, no. What?
You see, on Saturday and Sunday, there's 4 All-Ireland quarterfinals at Croke Park.
Oh, no!
That's Armagh are playing Roscommon. The Dubs are playing Galway. Donegal are playing Louth. And Kerry are playing Derry. Kerry and Derry, it kind of writes itself.
Okay, that's nice. That's kind of thanks be to God for that one. Flip. I hate feckin' sport.
So now we're looking for, in this song, mentions of Longitude, Taylor Swift, Pride, Shania Twain, Saw Doctors, Jedward, Judi Dench, and four All-Ireland quarterfinals at Croke Park.
Back to the drawing board, so. This is cruel.
Oh, I actually do feel bad. The poor girl's sweating all week. Okay, hear that song in full. Friday's show here on Spin, playing you Ella Henderson and Switch Disco now. This is Under the Sun. One last. You get this thing that keeps
me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Anne-Marie with Shania Twain. She's obviously playing in town this weekend, Shania Twain. She was in Cork last night. My friend was there. Looked like
so
a great
gig.
She went with her mom. It was all the cowboy hats, etc.
Yeah, it looked cute.
Come here, question for you this morning. You listening, 087 711 1038 is our number. I'd love to know when you've been robbed blind by a child, okay?
Ooh.
And when I say robbed blind by a child, it's when you, as the adult, ended up buying something that you know was utter shite and the biggest waste of money ever and really finicky and useless. But that little face, you can't say no to that little face.
Oh, you're a sucker.
I'm an absolute and utter sucker for my niece Florence. She's 5 years old and she's in her best era yet for me, because she's in her Pokemon era, okay? So I was a huge Pokemon fan. After school, every day after primary school, I was straight home to watch Pokemon. Used to sit through Yu-Gi-Oh! Just waiting for Pokemon to come on. Obviously different times, because to get through the whole Pokemon, the Indigo League series, you're watching every single day after school for years, whereas like this is all on Netflix now and she's flown through it. Do you know what I mean?
Are you Emma Nolan? I can't believe you've just said Indigo League series. This is crazy to me that you were a Pokemon girl.
Oh, like I was the biggest Pokemon person in school. I was like a proper dealer with those cards.
That's hilarious.
Yes, yes.
That doesn't fit with your brand.
Well, sorry, I'm multifaceted. What can I say? I loved Pokemon. So when she started, I kind of forced it on her there a few months ago. I was like, have you ever watched Pokemon? She was like, no, what's that? And I was like, watch this and see what you think. 2 months on, she's obsessed.
No way.
Have her in the palm of my hand.
And
she's
like the old...
like, Squirtle's going to evolve. And I'm like, whoa.
Is it all Pokemon or have they made like new Pokemon?
They have, but Indigo League is on Netflix. So she's watching the OG. Like when Ash becomes Pokemon Master, gets Pikachu from the beginning. I was like reliving my youth. It was amazing. Like I love hanging out with her now because she just wants to watch Pokemon. And I'm like, sign me up. So went to visit her anyway the other day. Haven't seen her in a couple of weeks. And the toys are in now. This is it, like, please, Mom, I need a Squirtle.
Oh, she's God.
Like, oh, Christ. So that's grand. So the other day, I was like, what are you missing? Come on, where are we at? What do we have? What are you missing? She was like, I don't have a Squirtle. And my Pikachu tail broke off. And I was like, grand. Sure, look, we'll see. You just finished play school there. You graduated. I'll get you a little treat tomorrow. We're going to town. Grand. So that was fine. That was the deal. Two Pokemon, little minis. We'll go and do that tomorrow.
Smallies. Okay.
Yeah. It was the last weekend of the month, lads.
Absolutely.
I was absolutely broke. So off we went into town, Toy Master, the local shop. No Smith's where she's from. And we walked in, did a lap. Nothing. No sign of a Pokemon, right?
No.
And I was a bit like, sugar. And then I was like, look, do you know what we're going to do, Flar? We'll go and we'll get some lunch. We'll have a look on the Smith's website. I'll order you the Pokemon and it'll come to your house in a couple of days. And she was like, oh, but I'm in a bloody toy shop. I want something. And I was like, yeah, I know.
What do you mean I don't get anything
right
now?
What do you mean? So she didn't want anything. Like she was like, yeah. We were there for 45 minutes. I was like, just pick something and we'll leave the shop. She ended up getting some parrot that I'd say is still in the box. She's no interest in it, right? So that was grand. Spent about €12 on the bloody parrot. Went for lunch. That's fine, no bother. Was trying to get her attention on the Smith's website. She was too distracted in the thing. That was fine. Then we had to go to Dunn's to pick up a few bits and she kind of worms over to me and says, do you see those little sharks over there in that box? And I was like, yeah, yeah. She was like, I think I'm going to ask Santa for them this year.
Oh, she's
clever. And I was like, I went over and looked at them and I was like, they're for like age one plus, like for her little brother. I was like, they're not even suitable for you. Like, I was like, they're crap.
Grow up.
And I looked at it and it was like €3.50. I was like, you're grand. Go on. You don't wait till Christmas. I'll get them for you now. That's fine. So that was grand. We have we got nothing that we went out for. We still have no Pokemon. And we have some random packet of six sharks from Dunn's and a parrot. I know she'll never use.
Cool. 15,
so that
50
was fine.
Down the drain.
I said, that's fine. She picked out the two Pokemon at this stage. She wanted from Smith's. I ordered them online.
Oh, You're the fool now. Sorry. She got the Paris and the Sharks. She doesn't get the Pokemon anymore.
Oh, yes, she does. She's my niece and I need to keep this Pokemon vibe alive.
Oh, you're bad.
So I got her the two she wanted and I got her a surprise, which is a bigger lad, one of the big evolved lads in the sea.
Biscuit kid.
So that cost me €37 with delivery, okay?
For all the Pokemon stuff.
For the Pokemon stuff that was ordered online that was due to come this week, right? So Pokemon stuff, obviously the two other toys I'd mentioned. We're walking back to the car. A random shop. This is in Dungarvan, County Waterford, called Gadget Zone.
Oh, no.
And in the window was a load of Pokemon.
Oh, flip. And you've just ordered it online?
I just ordered it online. And she went, look, there's Pokemon in there. And I was like, oh, fine, go on, have a look.
No, Emma. Emma, what? Emma, I'm actually annoyed at you now. You're a pushover.
Got her another Pokemon.
Oh, you flute.
The trip to town cost me €75.
I don't even feel sorry for you.
No, I don't feel sorry for myself. I was robbed blind. I know. It's that little face. She's light. She's so happy. The toys arrived yesterday. I got a big video from my sister around this time yesterday morning with, oh, the toys have just arrived. She's delighted with herself. But when have you basically been a sucker like me? When have you been robbed blind by a child? I'm asking you this morning on 087 711 1038. We'd love your voice notes on this.
I'm sure
okay?
There are lots of aunties like you.
It's the aunties, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Billie Eilish now. You're on Spin.
I could eat that girl for lunch as she dances on my
It Spins, fully charged, recharged.
Billie Eilish, Lunch on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. We're asking you this morning, get in touch with us and send your voice notes. When have you been robbed blind by a child? Obviously, it could be your own kid if you're a parent, but it could be your niece or nephew or your friend's little fella or little one that you're just a sucker and you're like, if you want it, you got it. I'll do my best for you. I was robbed over the weekend by my little niece, Florence. She's in her Pokemon era. We went out with the intention of picking up two little mini Pokemon. When they weren't around, ended up buying loads of rubbish in the meantime. And then she spotted the Pokemon, got them, having already ordered Pokemon online. Anyway, it just grew legs so quickly and I was £75 down before I knew it. So whether in your case it was like a trip like that to the shop and it's a toy that you knew had like a lifespan of a week or two and they probably wouldn't play with in the end. Yeah. Or a trip to McDonald's when you've dinner at home or when you go grocery shopping and somehow it's way more expensive this week because they're in the trolley with you.
Yeah.
087 711 1038. We'd love to hear from you this morning.
I just feel like I don't know any kids, so I've never been robbed blind by a kid.
And
I'm terrified of having a significant child in my life.
Yes.
I think I'll be just giving them all my money.
Oh, you will.
Yeah.
You absolutely will. When have you been robbed blind by a child? Your voice notes, please. 087 711 1038. Asking you this morning, 087 711 1038. That's our number. We'd love your voice notes. When have you been robbed blind by a child? Always happening to me. In particular, though, a good example of it last weekend. Went out to buy one item with my little niece. And sure, 75 euro later, we bought every bloody Pokemon, I think, available.
Anyway, stressful.
I know. It is, but you just can't say no.
I wish you were my auntie.
When have you been robbed blind by a child? 087 711 1038. What's your story, Paula?
My brother came home from Australia a couple of years ago and my son was into Hot Wheel cars at that stage.
Mm.
So my brother got a load of Hot Wheel cars, filled his suitcase with it, decided to not put any clothes in and brought the cars home for my son instead.
Oh my God.
That's
robbed blind.
That is so funny. What a sucker.
I know. Such a sucker. Yeah, yeah. And you probably hadn't seen him in ages as well, so he really wants to impress him, did he, your brother?
Yeah. He... My kids are saying they love the show. Yeah, no, he decided they come down every, 6 months?
Oh, that's pretty good going for Australia. And did the kid even
appreciate
use
them?
The Hot Wheels, yeah.
Still to this day, that was 3 years ago, and my son still plays with them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then it was kind of worth it.
Oh, I don't know. It's when the uncle and aunties, I think, are the worst, you reckon, Paula?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And the worst is when they're even godparents. That's even more.
Well, that's me as well. I feel like I owe her all my money.
Oh, you're the double OTA person.
Thanks, Paula. Yeah.
Oh, no problem. Thanks a million, guys.
Bye.
Talk to you later. That's a slippery slope as well, isn't it? Because there's endless amounts of Hot Wheel cars, isn't there?
There are, yeah. I feel like getting your kid into collectibles is a really dangerous thing. There are over 20,000 different models of Hot Wheels, I've just checked.
What?
Yeah, so you are doomed, brother of Paula.
Ed was on as well.
Oh, every time I go out, my child will be the honest answer. My little daughter, she's 4. Every time we go to the shop, she gets a magazine or she gets a Kinder Surprise or she gets both most of the time. And like those magazines, I remember when I was a kid, I used to go with my nanny and she used to get me one. And those were everything. Like the toy is worth about 20 cent and it's like 15 euro for the magazine or something like that. But just to see her smile, I don't care. Yeah, I can't put a price on it, so I won't ever. But it's invaluable. You only have one chance to spoil them, so you gotta do it. And if her standard and how men treat her is my responsibility until I see it fit to pass it over to somebody else, I think I might be doing myself a favour. And later in life, she actually physically does say from time to time, "But Daddy, you never say no." So yeah, I'm not just wrapped, I'm wrapped 3 times. Wrapped 3 times around her little finger.
Wow.
Oh, Ed, you really spilled your heart, I suppose, there. No, on the one hand, I'm like, Ed is the most wholesome, lovely dad ever. On the other hand, I'm worried for Ed.
I'm like, you are being robbed.
Yeah, I'm like, you got to create some boundaries with this kid. She knows what she's at. She's a little hustler at this stage with the 15 euro magazines.
15 euro magazines, madness. Okay, when have you been robbed blind by a child? 087-711-1038, your voice notes, please. Chapel Roan's Good Luck Babe. That is such an addictive song.
Oh my God.
Spin.
Yesterday when I walked into the Three Arena for Troye Sivan, that song was playing and I have never heard a crowd go wilder for like the hype music.
Yeah.
Everybody was singing at the top of their lungs, like almost more so than when he came on.
Amazing.
It was unreal.
I don't know where it was for that. We are asking you this morning, when have you been completely robbed blind by a child? 087-711-1038. Every time I visit my niece, I'm out of pocket. Honestly, I can't cope. I don't know. Anyway.
We're saying a worry.
Yeah, I give up. Leonie was on.
So the time me and my fiance Lisa we brought our 4 kids to Spain for our first family holiday together. Okay. And we had told the kids that they would get 10 euro each evening to spend.
Okay.
So this rolled into a week's holiday and we were coming home and all the kids were running around the airport and buying loads of stuff and we couldn't fathom where they had gotten the money from. And then we slowly realised that every tenner that we had been giving them, they had been saving and that they had been rationing their money throughout the holiday so they would have money going home. Whereas myself and my fiancé were absolutely smashed going home from holiday.
Oh my gosh! Those little hustlers.
That's brilliant, though.
That's fantastic. I love
savings.
That.
Savings.
Rebecca was on as well.
I have been made a victim of a child at the pick and mix. I don't know what I was thinking. I was literally just like, yeah, grab a couple of sweets for you there. 20 quid. not including the other cinema food. Not including.
Oh, God.
The cinema ticket. Just 20 quid for the bag of sweets. What are you supposed to do? You can't turn around and be like, put it back. Like, what do you do? 20 quid.
Oh my
They've
God.
Got 50 of those red licorice sticks in the bag. They're so heavy. Oh my God, no, that's so stressful.
I love
stressful.
That line. I've been a victim of the pick and mix.
Yeah.
Kieran is standing by. Kieran, you're getting robbed blind left, right and centre, are you?
Yeah, I'm a 5-year-old. I have 3 daughters. And they're all spoiled, to be honest with you, but the 5-year-old, she's a different breed. She's a con artist, she is, yeah. She'll convince you that we need something in the shop and that she needs the money for it. But then when we get to the shop, she'll convince you that she needs that money for something else. That we have to use the bank card.
Stop! You know, like, give me an example of what she'd say.
For example, right, yesterday, I wanted to come to home base with me to get flowers for the garden. She said she didn't want to come, so I said, look, we'll stop at Mr. Price. That's the selling point, right?
Yeah.
So she comes, so she said, we need money, so I emptied out the pocket to give her money. Then when we get there, we're going to Tipperary on Friday, so she says, oh, actually, I'm going to need to have money in my purse for our holidays. Can we get it on the card and you keep the money for the holidays? And me being stupid, I suppose, like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, my God. Oh, she's like a little credit union.
She is, yeah. She's very good at money.
Saving.
So she's 5 now. She loves coins. She used to love... It was good at the time. She loved 5 cents. It's brown money.
Yeah.
But now she knows the value of 2s and 1s, so... Whenever I take the change and put it on the counter, she'll go through and we both get the equal amount of coins. However, I get the 10s and the 20s.
Right.
And she'll get the 2s and the 1s, you know. But she justifies it as being fair because we both got 5 coins each.
I get you, but she knows better than that at this stage. But she's still playing.
She knows.
Oh my god!
Well,
she's cute as anything.
I respect that gal. She'll go on to do big things. I'd say.
I grew up in a house full of men, right? So women, I've 3-4 women in my life now. And oh my lord, women are different. They're a different breed altogether. They know how to get their way and they go endless ways to get it.
You need to toughen up.
I try. Honestly, I did. First one came along, I tried my hardest. Second one, and now the third one, I give up.
Okay.
Kieran, you sound like a broken man.
I
Mind
you're
yourself, okay?
Kieran.
Enjoy your holiday.
I accept it as it is at this stage.
That's all you can do sometimes. Fair play.
See you later, hon.
Lads. Have a good one, thank you.
Bye.
Talking this morning on when you've been robbed blind by a child. This, I think, has spiralled out of control. Like my example, went out with my niece last weekend to treat her to one thing. 75 euro later, we've bought everything. As soon as they see something and they like, you're a sucker and you buy it for them. Anyway,
so stressful.
Here's Eric.
A couple of years ago, when the WWE came to Tree Arena, my cousin and his youngest son, they're approaching a little half-time intermission break. And obviously my cousin, he went off to the toilet, whatever the case may be. But they announced that there's going to be these autographs, little pictures of a wrestler at the time. So me and the little fellow, we went up to get an autograph, and then he saw a John Cena t-shirt that, to this day, it probably still doesn't fit him. So total, it came to about 90 euro. Between the autograph and the top.
Oh, God.
I think he got a hat as well. I try to look at it as an investment, really, with him, considering the fact that the T-shirt still doesn't fit him. Maybe in a few more years, it'll fit him.
Again, when they look at something, you just can't cope.
Oh, my God.
So, again, I've mentioned my little niece, Florence, before. So I'd mentioned that I went out to get the Pokemon. The Pokemon she wanted wasn't there, so I ordered them on Smith's. They arrived yesterday morning, but she'd already gotten a load of stuff off me at the weekend, right?
Consolation prizes.
I was robbed blind. But then I get a video yesterday morning when the toys arrived, and it sounds like this. Sure, what can you do? The sea one is huge!
And is it all worth it?
Of course.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up. Wake up. Rise and shine.
Summer, please stay. I feel stupid now. I was like, that's a funny thing to say for the five-word weather. Apparently it's a lyric from a Taylor Swift song.
Emily is on the ball this
week. Emily is on the ball.
Well done,
Never
Emily.
Never doubt her. It's Emma, Dave and Ashley. This is Spin. Just coming up on 4 minutes after nine. Ash, if I was to just say the word jade to you, it's jade. What comes to mind?
The first thing that I think of is like the is there a colour jade or the gemstone jade? The gems, green. It's a greeny kind of colour.
Okay.
Turquoise-y
You're
green.
Thinking of a colour when you hear jade?
Yes, I think
Not
so.
Not the name of anyone you know or anyone famous.
Maybe a girl I went to school with sat beside her in SPHE.
SPHE, good.
Yeah, but I presume that's not the one you're thinking about.
No, basically, obviously Little Mix, they're all going out on their own now.
We've had
We've had Perry Edwards drop her last name and launch her solo career as Perry.
Yes.
Right? And I think that's fine. There's not too many Perrys around.
No, there aren't.
We've had Leanne. I think she was the first of all of them, really, on the back of, obviously, removing Jess from the equation. She'd obviously quit the band before. Leanne went out on her own as Leanne.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
Leanne is kind of funny, but she spelt it like L-E-I-G-H-A-N-N-E. That's how she spells Leanne. And I think that's different to just like Leanne down the road.
Yeah.
Like L-E-A-N-N-E.
Totally, yeah.
It's a bit like Anne-Marie.
Well, the next one here is Jade Thirlwall, which I think I've always said is a really cool surname. Thirlwall. Thirlwall.
Thirlwall.
T-H-I-R-L-W-A-L-L.
Thirlwall.
Thirlwall.
You don't necessarily pronounce the L in the middle.
Oh, we have the resident Englishman.
Well, no,
it's... never pronounced the right letters.
Yeah, I say sixth instead of six.
Yeah, yours are always dropping letters.
But it is more Thirlwall.
Thirlwall.
As I like Thirlwall.
Thirlwall.
So you don't, like, that L exists in the middle, but it's kind of not there.
She's following the trend of the others and going out as Jade. And I just think that is so silly, Jade Thirlwall. You've got a really cool surname.
But maybe there's the surname issue.
Yeah, Jade
is a strong name.
I kind of like Jade on her own.
Jade.
It's powerful.
Yeah.
Jade.
She is in studio set to release her first solo album. Obviously not going up against the girls. I'm sure they're all very like supportive of each other. I just think Jade's a very unimpressive superstar name, to be honest with you.
I actually disagree. I think it's better than Perry and Leanne.
Imagine being like, here's Jade on Spin.
Jade gives me Rihanna vibes.
Jade.
Nah.
Because it's got the gemstone element to it as well. It's kind of
Morning,
like...
Morning, it's Jade on Spin. I'd be like, what?
I don't know. We've different perceptions of the name Jada. Cruel all enough. The Jades listening are going to hate you right now.
Hey, don't be cruel. I don't think Emma's a superstar name. It's Emma on Spin. Like, that's rubbish.
But we're talking about Jade.
Yeah,
here.
But Beyonce.
Let's star. Look at some of the artists that we play on Spin. Kian DeCrow, superstar name.
Yeah, but it's
DeCrow adds the oomph. Kian on his own.
No good.
No.
Yeah.
Michael Marchese. Forget Michael on his own. Not superstar.
Very good point.
Jade. There's just an oomph. There's a chutzpah about Jade.
Like
yeah, no, I really
I like Jade.
Jade. Yeah.
Cool. Great. Good chat, guys.
You're out.
Jade.
You're on your own.
Kicking off with Hozier.
Oh, yeah.
Strong.
Well, there you
on
go.
Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We were talking already on the show this morning about how massive this weekend is for Dublin. Festivals, gigs, coming out to Yin Yang, loads of Gaelic stuff.
Yeah.
On the weekend as well.
Yeah, Gaelic stuff.
But also, if you're not budging off the couch this weekend, well, you're in for a treat because Glastonbury will be on telly all weekend.
Yes, I have a few friends going. I'm so jealous.
Really, I've always said I want my honeymoon to be at Glastonbury.
Oh, it's
haven't
a bucket
found
list thing, I think.
The man yet, but hopefully he's
there.
Into gigs. Because, yeah, that's just always been the dream in my head. And I kind of don't want to go to Glastonbury till my honeymoon.
So that's fair enough.
It may never happen. Hi, producer Colin.
So very quickly on my Insta story this morning, I have friends on my Instagram who are already at the Glastonbury site because early camping opens from this morning.
Yeah, no, my friend literally was up at 3 o'clock this morning heading down from London.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's so exciting. With that in mind, because Glastonbury's been around for a lot longer than you might realise, let's take a little trip down memory lane this morning because there's some great stats about the early days of Glasto, okay? And obviously it's become such a beast by now, okay? Glastonbury wasn't always called Glastonbury. It was actually called Pop Folk and Blues.
Oh.
Not a great name.
No, definitely not.
It was first held much later in the year, September 1970, which was the day after Jimi Hendrix died, would you believe?
Oh, right? Wow.
Crazy to even just think of that, whatever. Obviously, now it's on this weekend. They decided to change things up, move it to the summer solstice, that kind of vibe, all around this time of year, keep people a bit drier off the ground. Nowadays, it's going to cost you hundreds to get yourself to Glastonbury, and tickets sell out in minutes every single year, despite you're looking at like 210,000 people at it, right?
Whoa. It's like a whole city.
210,000 people at it. Tickets sell out in minutes. And again, as I said, you're looking at hundreds, possibly thousands to get yourself there for a few days, okay? But back then, no problemo. 1,500 people showed up to pop folk and blues back in the day. And they all paid £1 to get in.
£1.
That included free camping, okay?
if it wasn't including free camping, how much would the camping be? 10 cents?
£1, 10 cents perhaps?
Yeah. Oh my God.
This year, you're being enticed to spend your hundreds to see the likes of Dua Lipa, Coldplay, SZA, Shania Twain and Burna Boy all across the weekend. But then, what do they have to do to entice you to come into Pop, Folk and Blues for the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
They said, if you come in and spend your euro, we will give you each a glass of milk.
What? No way.
Back in the day, if you came into this gig, you would be given treated to some milk.
That's
Isn't that
so
just
awesome.
So gorgeous? Producer Callum.
And you were saying that it costs £1 to get in?
Yeah.
I've just been on the cost of inflation calculator. There is one. £1 is now the equivalent to £15.60.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that is still like unbelievable.
Ridiculously cheap.
Incredible. These days, I presume at Glastonbury, it's similar in terms of the food stalls at all the big festivals. You're probably getting robbed line 7.50 for a few mangy chips that have been sitting there and have been re-greased 8 times. And they're all just crunchy disgustingness.
Yeah.
And you might get a slice of pizza for a tenner. And before you know it, it's only 1 o'clock at this stage. That was only your breakfast. You have a long way to go.
Yeah, a bottle of water, £5.
Well, back in the day, things were different. You were told if you came in, there would be an ox roast.
Wow. Sorry, are you sure this didn't start in 1810?
No, this is the 1970s.
The 1970s. What was going on in England back then?
An ox roast. And they were all revelers were promised that food and drink would be sold at a very fair price.
Were they wearing suits of armour?
Yeah.
As well.
These days, if you're going to Glastonbury while you're on your own, bring a poncho, prepare to get hypothermia. The weather could do anything. You could be absolutely blown out of it. You could be scalded alive. You could have sunstroke or, as I said, go home with a massive cold. Well, not back in the day. There's a lot more reassurance for people, for the 1,500 people who dare spend their pound to have a glass of milk and an ox roast. Because they were promised sheltered fields. Reassuring. As the weather was reportedly started off foggy and damp, but the clouds had moved on by Saturday afternoon and Sunday was a scorcher at Worthy Farm in 1970. So there you go.
God, everything has just gotten so much worse.
Hasn't it? Was born at the wrong time.
We all were.
I think I was born at the wrong time. The 1970s gig sounds like the place
the
to be.
The service.
To be honest with you. Yeah, 100%.
Oh my God.
We'll keep you warm and dry and we won't rob you.
It's wonderful.
And here's a glass of milk. You're on spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Somebody we don't talk about very often on this show is a man called Eddie Murphy.
Mm.
And we're going to now because he's been running his mouth. He's going to get himself in some trouble, I think.
Is he?
Yeah, he's doing some press for some Netflix film that he's in. And he's been talking a lot about Shrek.
Right.
And there could be a letter coming to him from DreamWorks because he's been telling the press that he has already started recording for Shrek 5.
Oh, wow.
So Eddie Murphy's obviously the voice of Donkey in Shrek. And no, nothing has come from DreamWorks about Shrek 5 ever. But Eddie Murphy keeps hammering this idea that there's going to be a Shrek 5 coming. He says, I think it's going to be next year.
Wow.
He also claims that there's a Donkey spin-off coming as well. So a whole movie about Donkey.
Because they did Mr. the Puss in Boots spin-off, didn't they?
Yeah.
But I feel like they were missing a trick there by not delving into Donkey more. I think Donkey's star of the show.
Yeah, I think Donkey's probably a better character than Puss in Boots. I love Puss in Boots, obviously.
Mm.
The cute eyes and all that, you know. But a Donkey spin-off, I think, is a great shout. So he said, and I quote, we started recording Shrek 4 or 5 months ago. I recorded the first act and we'll be doing it this year. We'll finish it up. Shrek is coming out and Donkey's going to have his own movie. We're going to do Donkey as well. So we're going to do a Shrek and we're doing a Donkey. He's like saying everything like three times.
Yeah,
for emphasis.
Really for emphasis.
I'm like, is he saying it this much because it's not actually a thing and he's just manifesting it? Or is he actually just trying to hammer this home?
It's a very strange situation to be in because certainly at that level, Shrek, one of the most famous movies ever, you can't be running your mouth like that, as you said. Like, if there's a contract here, like, we want to announce, then I don't know, it's interesting.
Yeah, unless it's part of the whole ploy, is like they allow Eddie to like drip feed little bits of gossip.
I adored Shrek growing up, but remind me of the last Shrek. Did everything just kind of get tied up with the ribbon on top? You watched it, right? You
the know last
it.
Shrek was Shrek Forever After, and that was the one with Rumpelstiltskin in.
Yes.
So it was a bit different. They had nothing beats the first one. I would say the second one is up there with the first one 100%.
Yeah.
But they've kind of disimproved. But the crazy thing was that having read this story yesterday, I was walking around Stephen's Green yesterday afternoon.
Oh, here we go.
And it wasn't the best day. It was a little bit windy.
Mm.
And a sheaf of papers flew into my face.
This must be like the 15th, 20th time this has happened to you. It's so weird.
It was mad. And I knew exactly what it was because I'd heard the story from Eddie Murphy. It was the synopsis for Shrek 5.
No, it was not.
Coming in 2025, yeah.
Slapped you in the face in Stephen's Green.
Slapped me in the face as if it was paper airplaned by Eddie Murphy himself.
My goodness.
So I have the synopsis of Shrek 5 in front of me. This is an absolute exclusive.
Oh my.
And it's wild. They're taking a new turn with Shrek in this one. So Shrek 4, Shrek Forever After, came out in 2010. By the time Shrek 5 is out, it's going to be 15 years on, of course. Shrek's kids, they're now doing the swamp equivalent of the junior cert.
Mm, busy.
They all growed up. And the swamp has become a bustling metropolis. So Shrek has opened his own bank. It's called
what?
Shrek's Checks.
No way.
Fiona is managing a beauty salon. It's called Oh Girl. There's a sunglass shop ran by the three blind mice. Donkey's running a repair shop called Donkey Fixes Your Wonkies.
Wow. So exciting for Donkey.
Yeah, and it's gotten so big that there's actually a bike and go-kart and quad shop called Go Far Quads.
Oh my God. That's very smart.
Yeah. And so far, it's all been kind of running quite smoothly in the swamp with local businesses and everything helping each other out, forming a nice community. But things are about to change. In Shrek 5, it's 2025. Gentrification has hit the swamp.
Sugar.
And it starts with the introduction of a Boots pharmacy.
Oh, no.
Do you remember the lads in the first movie with the pitchforks?
Yes, I do.
They're actually out now in support of Shrek and the Swamp.
Oh, right. That's a nice change.
The Swamp is awash with protests that grow even more fierce when it's revealed who's behind the establishment. A ginger sword-wielding feline giving a new meaning to the name Puss in Boots. And that's all I've got so far.
Oh my
God. Boots is open in the Swamp and carnage is going to take place as a result in far, far away land.
Man, I cannot wait for this. Sounds like
2025. That's next year.
Bring it on.
It is happening. There is going to be a Shrek movie and a donkey movie. So that's a Shrek and a donkey movie. That's a Shrek and a donkey movie.
Spin.
This weekend is the big weekend.
Yeah, it is for so many reasons. But I think for a lot of people, it's just the fact that Taylor Swift is possibly in Dublin right now. And of course, is playing the three nights at the Aviva this weekend. A lot of fans have been waiting for this for a long time. The Eras World Tour has been going on and on and on.
Yeah.
And I know yourself, Ash, as such a big Beyonce fan, trying to dart any spoilers was tough, but like even more so I think for the Swifties because it's all over TikTok
big time. Oh my God, the amount of words you would need to mute to avoid all the spoilers.
All this week on the show we were testing your knowledge of Taylor Swift songs, playing tiny snippets of songs. There's five songs in this like less than 3 second clip, and you've been doing your utmost to identify all five of them. It's tough. I wouldn't get all five, to be honest with you. I'd probably get one or two.
Not a hope. It's extremely hard. If you guess one song right, you'll win one bracelet. You basically get a bracelet for every song. But if you can guess all five, we'll give you 10 friendship bracelets. Mm.
Judith is on. Sorry, Judith. I can't say that. Judith. Sorry, darling. How are you this morning?
Great, thank you.
Good. What are you up to?
I'm actually on the Lewis with my daughter on the way into town. She's with me going, man, enter this competition.
She's dying for a few friendship bracelets.
Well, we're going to see Taylor, so this is for, like, she's Taylor mouth.
Finally! Oh, my God.
She's actually going.
A happy story. Everybody who's played this so far hasn't had tickets. It's great to talk to somebody who does. What is the plan? What day are you going?
We're going Sunday.
Oh my God.
So lucky.
She'll probably, that'll probably be her almost best show because it's the last one of the three, isn't it? So that's very exciting. That's it.
Are you going in to get outfits or what's the plan for today?
Oh, we have all that planned, yeah. Oh, we're actually going into town to have a little look for a few bits more, but we have our outfits planned ages.
Can I ask what age your daughter is? Is the fever really?
She's 13.
Okay, here we go.
And I have a 12-year-old, so the three of us are going in.
Ah, amazing.
So
and
fun.
Have you got bracelets that you've made yourselves?
Yeah, she's made a few herself already, of course, being a Taylor fan, but like, you can never have enough friendship bracelets.
Absolutely not.
Also, random question for both of you. How are you both listening to us right now in the Lewis? Are you sharing an AirPod?
We have our headphones, and we actually brought our headphones with us to listen this morning.
Oh, you're so good. Okay, right, let's get some of these identified. 2.5 seconds on this clip. Let's see how many you can guess right.
Have a listen again. What are you thinking?
Okay, Shake It Off, Cruel Summer, Anti-Hero, Fortnite, and Me.
Okay, let's just go through number one. That is correct. Number two. Again, that is correct. Number three. That is correct.
Number four, you said?
Fortnite.
That is correct.
Sorry, I just want to hear again this tiny little clip that we played for you, okay, before we get to number five. If you manage to do all five here, holy mother of rockamole or whatever the expression is.
Not rockamole anyway.
What are you saying for song five, Judith?
We think it's Me.
Is it Me?
The charts, insane. Well done. Oh my God.
You freaks. You absolute freaks. Have you been like listening to this all week or did you just get them all just today?
We've been listening all week and she has been up every day to listen to this. She's on her holidays because she just finished sixth class. But she's been listening to this.
Oh my God.
What's your daughter's name?
Chloe Jennings.
Chloe, well done to you. Well done to you. Have the most amazing weekend and enjoy
the gigs. Thank you so much, guys.
And thanks for listening.
Well done, Jared. Well
you.
Done, guys.
Bye.
Have a great weekend.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. 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 Insane.
Unbelievable. Full stack of 10 friendship bracelets to Judith and Co. And one more chance for you to win them. Exclusive Spin 103.8 friendship bracelets. Last chance tomorrow. And we will have them sent out by Friday. They will get to you for the gigs.
Yeah, the turnaround for on post with these bracelets is incredible.
It is insane.
Maybe it's because they're so light or something. I don't know. You're getting priority.
They're killing
this week.
It.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.